solution, and that financing means 24 hours a day of uninterrupted power for your business, sourced directly from the Zambian sun. You see, there's going green, then there's going green with Stanbic. Call 8888 for details. Stanbic is an authorized financial services provider and registered credit provider. T's and C's apply.
This time check is brought to you by Stanbic Bank.
Time now is 18 hours. Next up is the news.
The main news bulletin on Phoenix FM is brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters. Absa.
We number only 1 million na Absa. Play your cards right, Muntu Andy, and you could win big. Simply tap or swipe any of your Absa cards 5 times in a month, and you could be one of 10 lucky winners to take home and achieve 10 fin in monthly prizes, or walk away with a grand prize of 250,000 kwacha. Jalilo ku, and you cannot afford to not get lucky. Use your Absa card to enter the draw. Terms and conditions apply. Your story matters. Absa.
Police open inquiry into Chabinga's threats on Emmanuel Mwamba and Tshishoa. Defense force to harvest over 29,000 tons of maize in 2024-2025 farming season. In global news, the U.S. leaves UNESCO again. A very good evening to you with the main news at 18 hours. My name is Constance Mwezina Mwinga. The Zambia police in Lusaka has opened an inquiry file following a report made by Patriotic Front Chilubi Member of Parliament Mlenga Fuwe against his Mafinga counterpart Robert Chavinga for allegedly proposing violence by issuing threats against Ambassador Emmanuel Mwamba and former University of Zambia lecturer Dr. Tshishoa Tshishoa. Police spokesperson Reha Mwanga says the allegations stem from a press briefing Mr. Chavinga conducted via an online live broadcast on July 20, 2025, where he allegedly threatened to deal with Mr. Mwamba and Dr. Tshishoa, accusing them of circulating damaging articles about him. Mr. Hamonga says, according to the report, Mr. Chavinga was seen and heard during the live broadcast allegedly threatening to deal with Mr. Mwamba and Dr. Tshishoa, accusing them of circulating damaging articles about him, a conduct which prompted Mr. Fuwe to report the matter to the police. Mr. Hamonga says in light of this, police will summon Mr. Chavinga to assist with investigations as part of the ongoing inquiry and has urged all involved parties to remain calm and allow the due process of the law to take its course.
The Zambia Police Service at Lusaka Central Police Station has opened an inquiry file following a report made yesterday, the 22nd of July 2025 at 14 hours by Honorable Francis Mlenga Fuwe, age 50, of plot number 21330, Chamber Valley, Lusaka. He is also a Patriotic Front Member of Parliament for Chilubi Constituency. Honorable Fuwe reported that Honorable Robert Chavinga, also a PF Member of Parliament representing Mafinga Constituency, did propose violence by allegedly issuing threats aimed at Ambassador Emmanuel Mwamba and former investor of Zambia lecturer Dr. Tshishoa Tshishoa. These threats were reportedly made during a press briefing conducted via an online live broadcast on Kalemba Media platform on the 20th of July 2025 around 10 hours.
Ministry of Defense Permanent Secretary Mambo Hamawundu has disclosed that the defense force is projected to harvest 29,600 metric tons of maize in the 2024-2025 farming season. Mr. Hamawundu says following President Hakainde Hichilema's directive to the three services to contribute heavily in food security following the devastating effects of climate change experienced in the 2023-2024 farming season, a lot of investment has been put in by the men and women in uniform. He says of the 10 million tons which government plans to start producing annually, the Zambia Defense Force has been allocated 2 million tons. Mr. Hamaundo has revealed that the Zambian Army, the Zambia Air Force and the Zambia National Service have deployed equipment and specialized personnel at various agricultural sites across the country, resulting in a total of 3,967 hectares of maize being planted in the 2024-2025 farming season. This is contained in a statement issued by Paul Shalala, Principal Public Relations Officer in the Ministry of Defense. The Zambia Revenue Authority, ZRA, has impounded a light containerized truck that was carrying 300 cases of Konyagi beer concealed under sacks of kapenta, potatoes and clothes. The truck, which is currently parked at the ZRA Makeni Yard, was intercepted in Kapirim Poshi on Saturday, 19th July 2025, and escorted to Lusaka for further investigation. ZRA Senior Corporate Affairs Officer Robert Zawe says the investigation has since revealed that this was a pure case of concealment, a form of smuggling, and that both the beer and the truck have been seized. Mr. Zawe says had the truck not been intercepted, government would have lost over 418,000 kwacha 135 in tax revenue. He said the items declared for transportation included kapenta, potatoes and motor vehicle rims, among other items, but the transporter failed to declare the Konyagi beer.
The authority has today seized 300 cases of Konyagi beer. This beer was concealed under the bags of kapenta, clothes and motor vehicle rims. The interception was done in Kapiri and the truck had to be escorted to our enforcement center in Lusaka at Makeni Enforcement Yard. And as ZRA, we are saying we are not going to pay a blind eye to all forms of smuggling. And as you can see, this is a clear case of concealment. You can see how the Konyagi was packed and concealed under other various items that were in the same light truck. So this truck that you are seeing here will be seized together with the Konyagi beer. This beer, had we not intercepted, the government would have lost 418,000 kwacha in taxes.
In more news, Fisheries and Livestock Minister Peter Kapela has directed the Department of Veterinary Services at the Central Veterinary Research Institute to ensure timely and effective service delivery. 100 kilo KVA solar power plant at the institute. Speaking during the commissioning of the plant in Chilanga District this afternoon, Mr. Kapela said the 78 million kwacha solar installation project should significantly improve the institute's operational efficiency. He has emphasized that the turnaround time for sample results must not exceed 7 working days, warning that any delays beyond this period will be unacceptable. The minister said the investment is expected to support faster diagnostic turnaround and contribute meaningfully to Zambia's ambition to expand beef exports.
Today, we are witnessing the final part of the contract, which is the commissioning and handing over of the solar power plant. The plant has an installed capacity of 200 kVA, which is enough to power operations of the institute. With the above power arrangements, CZRI operations are expected to improve greatly. It is my expectation that the turnaround time for samples will improve to the extent that any samples outside the turnaround time of 7 working days will not be accepted. 7 days is the maximum we are giving you. You've got the power now that you require. We expect samples to be analyzed and, you know, reports concluded within 5 days. 7 days at the maximum.
Meanwhile, Acting Chief Veterinary Research Officer George Dawutu said the installation of the solar plant has greatly improved the reliability and accuracy of test results and has also helped reduce prolonged turnaround times that were previously worsened by frequent power interruptions.
The installation of the power solar plant at CBRI has contributed immensely to the efficiency in providing reliable and accurate test results in the reduction of the prolonged turnaround time. Our operation to the farming community was very much affected by the frequent power interruption which we've had. So this solar installation comes at a very good time when now we are faced with the challenge of power as a nation.
In foreign news, White House Deputy Spokesperson Anna Kelly has told the New York Post that President Trump has decided to withdraw the